It's probably a little dangerous for me to begin a homily talking about sports, because most of you probably know that I'm not a sports fan. But I think I'm right in this, that it's not uncommon for the day after the game for the coach to sit down with the team and begin to review what happened in the game the day before. And a lot of times they use a video, or at least clips out of a video, so that the players can see what they did and can learn from it. Well, obviously Jesus had no video, but in some way I think maybe that was what was happening in our gospel reading this morning. Notice how it says they returned and they gathered around Jesus and told him what they had done and what they taught. You know, if you remember last week's gospel, it was the gospel where the 12 were sent out. It says to cast out evil spirits, to cure diseases, and it says they preached or they taught the Word of God. Today they're coming back from that missionary trip. And it's not hard to imagine that Jesus sat down with them and heard what they had done and maybe gave them some pointers and kind of evaluated with them what had happened on that missionary journey. And then he says to them, come away to a deserted place and rest. Because there were so many people coming and going that they did not even have time to eat. And so they get into the boat. But when they get out of the boat at that supposedly deserted place, they run into crowds of people. And it says Jesus pitied them, for they were like sheep without a shepherd. Notice earlier, it had talked about not having time to eat. They must have been hungry. But what does Jesus do? He puts aside his hunger, his physical hunger, because he saw in the people a deeper hunger. He saw that they were confused and lost, and did not know what life was about and where their life was leading them. And so he fed them, not with physical food, but he fed them by teaching them the meaning and the purpose of their lives so that they would no longer be lost and confused. If you were to read on in Mark's gospel, you would find that one of the very next stories is the story of how Jesus then realizes they were also physically hungry. And he multiplies the loaves and the fish. If the church was to follow its normal pattern of just kind of going segment by segment through the Gospels, that is what we would have next week. But in this year of Mark, it chooses to do something different. For one reason, Mark is the shortest of the Gospels, so they need a little filler in here. But there's probably a much more profound reason. Next Sunday, we're going to have the story of the multiplication of loaves and fish, but not according to Mark. It's going to be John's version of that story. And in John's Gospel, that multiplication of loaves and fish begins a very profound teaching about the Eucharist, where Jesus says to them, I am the bread of life. Unless you eat my body and drink my blood, you have no life in you. For the next 5 Sundays, we will be focusing on chapter 6 of the Gospel of John. We will be reflecting on how Jesus not only feeds us with his word, but then he gives us his very body and blood, so that his life might grow stronger within us, that his life within us might remake us and change us into his very image. As we, in today's gospel, look at Jesus teaching the crowd and seeing that they were like sheep without a shepherd, it leads you and I to a question. Do we follow his teaching? You see, it does no good for the shepherd to lead if we do not follow. It does no good for the shepherd to teach if we do not listen. If we hear his word but ignore it and go on living in our own way, then we are lost. We are like sheep without a shepherd. His word has value for us only if we open our hearts to hear that word and to follow it. You remember 2 weeks ago, I used the image of the picture of the shepherd knocking at the door of a house. Jesus with staff in hand knocking on the door. And remember, that door didn't have a latch on the outside. And the point of the picture is that Jesus knocks, but only we can open from the inside. And that's the case here. Jesus wants to be our shepherd. Jesus wants to lead us to green pastures, to life-giving waters. But do we open our heart to him? Do we listen to his word? Do we let that word touch our lives? Only if we do can we say that he is truly our shepherd.